We have ladies in with us this morning from the Cherokee Rose Garden Club. We're going to be talking about the joy of gardening. And we have with us Ms. Pat Waddell, and Pat's brought a guest, and I'm going to let her introduce the guest this morning. And Pat, it's good to have you back with us.
Well, Jerry, we appreciate you so much. What you've done for our club and getting our word out there has been so special, and the whole city appreciates you.
Well, we appreciate you and all the work that you and the ladies and the folks there at the Cherokee Rose Garden Club do in helping keep our area beautiful, and I know you have a lot of help and a lot of work.
Yes, we do, and what we're doing this next Thursday, this coming Thursday, is we're having something I have never really been to. And it's a flower show put on, it's by under the leading directions of the National Garden Club.
Wonderful.
It's a small standard flower show, and it's the first one I've been involved in. And it's so exciting because so many people don't realize that every little flower they have that's growing that they love and they think is pretty actually deserves sometimes to be shown. And we give them an opportunity, the community an opportunity to bring in. And I'm going to have our guest, who is Janice Knight, who is a national judge for flower shows. She is one of our outstanding members and has been for a good while. And I have learned so much from her. And since I've learned so much from her, I think you would be better off if she were to talk to you. Janice Knight, can you tell us about the flower show?
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Jerry.
It's our pleasure to have you in, Miss Janice. Thank you for coming in and being with us. I believe this is the first time you've been in. Is it? Or have you been in before?
I don't remember another time.
No. Yeah. But thank you for coming in and being with us. Tell us about what's going on with the National Garden Club Small Standard Flower Show and how people can participate.
Well, if you've ever been to the county fair over at Fort Payne, you've probably seen a flower show. That's a big one over there. It includes five clubs in the Federation. But this one coming up this week is only our club here in Cherokee County. So we're real excited. You know, it took a little bit of get up and go to get it started, but we've got a good group of people. The club members have all volunteered to help out, and everybody's doing their own job, and it's going to be good. So we show flowers and we show designs, and the designs are done by flower club members, garden club members. So you don't have to worry about doing the design unless you're a garden club member, and then we talk you into it. But we have sections in this show that everybody can enter. We're going to have trees and shrubs. Now, this time of year, crepe myrtles are blooming. Gardenias are blooming. What else is blooming, Pat? Trees.
Magnolias.
Magnolias
are my favorite.
Hydrangeas are blooming. We also have non-flowering trees. So if you've got a good-looking pine or a good-looking oak or something with a beautiful leaf on it, you can bring that. So we have sections for flowering trees and non-flowering trees. We also have a section on annuals. Annuals are the things that come up every year by seed. You have to plant those or else buy them at a big box store. Now, if you have a hardy annual, it will usually reseed itself. If you leave a zinnia out there by itself, it will drop its seeds and it'll come back next year. That's fine. So annuals, let me just remind you, though, you have to have had them in your possession for 3 months. So that means you can't go down to the big box store and buy a marigold and say, I grew it, because you haven't had it in your possession that long.
Right.
Now, a perennial is one that will come up every year. Think about some of your salvias, your Gerber daisies, your foxgloves. Coneflowers. My coneflower's about ready. I don't think it'll be ready by Wednesday. We also have any perennial that we haven't named, you can bring it. There's a category for that. There's a section for roses. All you rosarians out there, bring your roses. We have 8 categories for that. We have a section for bulbs, corms, rhizomes, and tubers. That's things that have those underground big things. They're not just roots. They look like little potatoes. Gladiolas, lilies. Lilies are in profusion right now everywhere. They're gorgeous. So bring your lilies. There's a section for hostas. Hostas are in great quantity right now. We'll have them divided up by the size of the leaf. Two more sections. These are in the pot. Now, all those others I've mentioned are cut stems. These last two are flowering container-grown plants. These are like if you have begonias in a pot or African violets in a pot. We have regular and miniature for the violets. Cactus, succulent. And then the last one is foliage. That's the ones that don't have the flowers. Think about what they call mother-in-law tongue, the Sansevierias plants, your ferns, your cactus that does not bloom, your succulents, any other foliage that you have in a basket or a pot. Now, we do have a limit on the pot size. It cannot be over 14 inches across at the top. So diameter of 14 inches is the limit on the pot. Make sure your pot is clean, and make sure your plants don't have any bugs on them or spider webs. Make sure you take off all the dead and decaying parts. Trim off the leaves. If it only has one little brown spot on the edge, take the scissors to it. You can trim it very carefully, and then it won't look so raggedy. What else you got, Jerry?
Well, tell us how people can participate now. Yes. How do they get in touch with the Cherokee Rose Garden Club, where it's going to be held, and how people can get active in this and bring those plants?
Now, we do need our community to help us out. We have 33 members in the garden club, and they're all supposed to bring things, but we need you to come and bring other plants. Any of the categories I've just mentioned, please bring. We do have just a little regulation. Don't bring something that's invasive, like don't show up with kudzu, for example.
Right.
Don't show up with a mimosa tree. They're on the Alabama invasive list. Don't do that. But you can bring, let's say the trees, up to a 30-inch twig of a tree, preferably one that's kind of an apical tip, a top tip would be the best. And make sure it has branches and nice leaves. And we want it in a container. You must bring your own container, a clear glass container, a plastic with all these water bottles around. We think, oh, we can use a water bottle, but it turns over so easily. It's so lightweight. So use a glass jar. I like to collect through the year. I'll collect salad bottles, salad dressing bottles, sauce bottles, syrup bottles, something with kind of a narrow top that will hold water. Scrub the label off a beer bottle if the label will come off, a clear soda pop bottle if the label will peel off. You know, nowadays they have them so they'll just peel. They're not embossed or engraved in like the old Coca-Cola bottles were. You want to bring your own bottle. What else?
If they don't know exactly what it is, we have cards there we'll fill out.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't know the exact scientific name or forth.
To win the ribbon, you have to have the scientific name on the plant. Don't just show up and say, this is Grandma's rose. That won't do. We'll have to know what kind of rose it is and the scientific name. Now, you say, where do I find that? Oh, Google is wonderful nowadays. Just Google rose. Google daffodil. We won't have those this time of year, but you could Google magnolia and find out there's more than one kind of magnolia. Right now, blooming, though, is the southern magnolia. Your hydrangeas, Google those. Take a picture. There's a great app that I have, that I use, called PlantNet. It's free. Great app, and take a picture of the plant, and it'll tell you most likely what it is. That'll give you a good starting point. But we will have people there in the classification committee that tells, they will help you to find the scientific name of your plant. So don't be afraid to bring it. Say, oh, I don't know what it is, but bring it on, and we'll help you find the name for it.
Now, we bring them on Wednesday between 1 and 4 to the community center, the old armory.
Yes.
And then they are judged the next day, and we have the viewing only for about an hour, from 1 to 2. People will have time to come and go through, and then after it's over, then they will be taking their stuff back home.
So, including their ribbons.
And yes, lots of ribbons.
That'll be good. Now let me ask you this. Is there a charge or a fee for entering?
Oh, no, it's all free. It's an education event.
And speaking of education, we're going to be showing you how to make terrariums and making... that information will be our educational section. We always have an educational section at the Flower Show.
Okay, so someone's going to be there at the community center, 635 Armory Road in Center. It's the address there. I think most everyone in our area knows where it is, but we'll tell them it's 635 Armory Road. And again, you're going to be accepting the plants on Wednesday from what time?
1 till 4.
1 until 4, Wednesday afternoon. Bring your plants to the Cherokee Rose Garden Club at the Armory or the Community Center and enter this beautiful horticulture show. Flower show's coming up.
Yes.
It's going to be, sounds like a lot of fun out there.
Oh, we always have lots of fun with our flower shows.
Yeah, very excited. I'm very excited about it. Okay. And I think if anybody comes, they will enjoy that stroll around and actually learning. It's a very learning experience for it will be for me, for sure.
Pat hasn't been in the garden club as long as I have, so she... I don't think she's been to a real flower show, huh?
Just that.
Have you been to the fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have them all over the state. We have them at the national meetings, the state meetings. This, of course, is a local one-club flower show. But usually the one we have in the fall is at the DeKalb Fair. And we haven't been able to have that the last couple of years because of the COVID restrictions.
Right. Well, we're excited about this for the Cherokee Rose Garden Club, and it's the Joy of Gardening, and it's a National Garden Club Small Standard Flower Show. Everything's free to the public,
yes.
And of course, that's going to be on June the 23rd from
1 till 2.
Okay, so 1 until 2, and then the community entries of the horticulture will be accepted for judging on June the 22nd from 1 until 4 to Community Center. So it sounds like it's going to be a great time out there. Anything else that you ladies want to leave with our listeners?
Let me give you a recipe.
Okay.
For flower conditioning.
All right, let's
do
that.
To a gallon of water, add 2 teaspoons bleach, 2 teaspoons vinegar, and 4 teaspoons white table sugar. Stir all that up. Put that in your vase, and your flowers will hold a long, long time.
Let's go over that again. Now, yeah. A lot of people may not know that recipe.
Yeah.
Go back over it again, and let's...
If you just bring it in plain water, it might wilt before the judging the next day. So pick your flowers early in the morning. Put them in this solution overnight, if possible. So you're going to be picking flowers on Tuesday.
Okay.
If you enter on Wednesday. To a gallon of water... 4 teaspoons sugar, 2 teaspoons bleach, and 2 teaspoons vinegar. All of that kind of helps the flowers to just live longer. They're perkier. They have lasting power. Now, if you buy a flower at the florist, it comes with a little dry packet of stuff to put in water. It's very similar to that, similar. Of course, you can use that powder, too, if you have it.
All right, so you've heard from the ladies about the Cherokee Rose Garden Flower Show coming up. And that's going to be this week, and we appreciate you ladies coming in and helping us get the word out and letting people know what's going on, and we'll continue to announce it for you. Anything else that you want to leave?
Remember, you get ribbons and bragging rights.
All right.
And I just want to let people know how nice it is to sit and visit with you.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you.
The radio station does a wonderful job.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Pat Waddell and Janice Knight with the Cherokee Rose Garden Club. The Joy of Gardening, don't miss it, coming up this week at the Community Center here in Center. And if you need more information on it, you can call us here at our studios, and we'll be glad to share with you.